With us this morning, we've got the General Manager at Te Runanga Arangitāne, or Wairau Trust, Corey Herbert. Tēnā koe, Corey. How are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So what have you been asking the Marlborough District Council to do?
Oh, we've been touching base with them about 3 years ago now on correcting some of the spelling of our street names here in Wairau. A few of them have been missing macrons, and so it was important to us that we submitted for those to be corrected.
And how supportive is the council and community regarding, the macrons and, in fact, te reo Māori?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. We've had pretty good support from our community in terms of the embrace of te reo Māori. And an example of that, I guess, is the renaming or the naming of our new beautiful library and art gallery, Te Kahua Waipuna, so carrying a strong reo Māori name, speaking to Rangitāne's mother Waipuna, but embracing the adjacent water network which sustains our community. On the street signage, yeah, they've been pretty supportive, although it has taken 3 years. Pretty well supported to get that changed. And look, now that that's been done, no major adverse reactions. In some cases, I think it's encouraged people to pronounce their street name correctly, you know, and that's the intent of it, right, is making sure that things are spelt correctly, are said correctly, and so it's been great to see that come through.
That's awesome, really. You know, like Marlborough's not well known as a hub of Māori language and culture, but it's inspirational that our community and the council are adopting te reo Māori, don't you think?
Yeah, no, it's really good. And for us as an iwi, we launched our language and culture revitalisation strategy in 2018, written by our whanaunga, Dr. Jeremy McLeod. And look, that's been a really useful tool for us, not only for the activities we run as an iwi, but how we engage with our wider community and our council. And for example, our new library art gallery building carries reo Māori first and all of its signage internally. It's a great way in which we've been able to see te reo reflected in our community, and we wouldn't have been able to do that without the buy-in from council. So it has been really pleasing to see that. And look, as you say, Marlborough's not a hub and a thriving place of te reo and Māori culture, and so the little steps that we are making are important, and it's really great to see that starting to take place here.
Oh yeah, it's inspirational, I think, for some areas which have stronger Māori communities but less visibility. Why is that important that for your iwi that te reo Māori is accepted more widely within your community, the wider community, that is?
Yeah, so we've obviously seen over decades the loss of our language and the loss of some of our reo Māori place names. It's important for us that we're able to, where possible, return back to some of those original names. And sometimes that means going back to a totally te reo Māori name, or sometimes it means correcting a name that's been misspelt. For us, it goes back, a number of years, and I think around some of the work that my tupuna have done in terms of correcting even the name of how our maunga is spelt, which was done back in the 90s. I think about the street name that carries our iwi name, Rangitāne Drive, and that was misspelt. Really little basic things like that are so important for us if we're to give te reo Māori the respect that it deserves and that we treat it as the taonga that it is. And so, yeah, for me, for Rangitāne, it's about really making sure that we are giving real respect to the language in terms of what it looks like here in Marlborough, and making sure that we are taking our community on that journey as well, so that they're able to embrace the beautiful language that it is.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And so what's next for Marlborough, do you think, in terms of te reo Māori?
A great question. I think one thing that would be really great for us to do as a community is